You probably heard about that open letter published in the French newspaper Le Monde last week criticizing the Me Too movement. It said the movement amounted to puritanism and was fueled by a hatred of men. One of the most well-known signatories was the actress Catherine Deneuve. Well, the letter prompted a global backlash, and yesterday Deneuve apologized to victims of sexual assault. But she essentially doubled down on her argument. And it's gotten the world's Sarah Birnbaum thinking.
100 women signed on to this letter, but the one that jumped out at me and the one who made the headlines was Catherine Deneuve. When I saw she put her name to this thing, I thought, sure, typical. I mean, here's a woman who spent her entire career as a sex symbol. Of course she'd find a movement where women are saying, I'm not your sex object, incredibly threatening, because really few women have profited from male desire like Catherine Deneuve. So I went back to her movies so I can find even more to get angry about, because that's how I roll. And what I found there wasn't what I expected. Because in fact, if you look at her films, Deneuve and her milieu are not merely celebrating male desire or catering to it. They're actually grappling with it in an interesting way. I started with the 1965 film Repulsion. Deneuve plays Carole, a gorgeous beauty parlor assistant who's traumatized by the way men look at her and treat her. Carole reacts to this attention like a frightened animal. Her eyes are wide, her expression blank, her hair is wild. Eventually, she cracks and goes on a killing spree. In this scene, she slashes her landlord to death with a straight razor. Two years after Repulsion, Deneuve starred in her career-defining film, Belle de Jour. And her character, Séverine, isn't all that different from Carole. Séverine also hates the attention she gets from men, but instead of killing them, she turns the violence on herself. In this scene, she fantasizes about being tied to a tree while her husband and another man pelt her with mud and scream obscenities at her.
Comment ça va, petite ordure?
Alors, tu vas bien, espèce de traînée?
Eventually, the self-loathing drives Séverine to prostitution. So now let's get back to the Me Too letter. It says women don't have to be reduced to, quote, defenseless prey, like Carole, and they don't have to be forever traumatized, like Séverine. And the message that Deneuve's success embodies is that you can use your sex appeal as a weapon or a tool. And that does seem feminist. It's just dated.
So it feels to me as though Catherine Deneuve is stuck in the 60s.
That's Nancy Bauer, a feminist philosopher at Tufts University in Boston.
It's hard to be a woman aging, and one wonders whether part of what Catherine Deneuve, who still looks like a somewhat older version of herself in the 60s, feels as though she still has to project this robustly what she perceives as pro-sex position.
Deneuve has since clarified her position and has written another letter to another French newspaper where she apologizes to all the victims who may have felt offended by the first letter. But she also reiterated that the current atmosphere threatens sexual freedom. The thing that makes both these letters so troubling is they ignore the real harm being done to women. Bauer agrees.
They make a number of actually philosophically faulty arguments, and arguments that just seem absurd to women who've suffered as a result of sexual harassment on the job or sexual assault in any context.
And while repressive sexual mores probably didn't do women a ton of good either, that's just not where the fight is today. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.